Welcome to this week's episode of the Arcade Age Podcast. My name is Chris, your humble host, who is sometimes here and sometimes not. With me, I've got Seamus, Jake, Jose, who is not a regular guest, but we're very happy to have him this week.
I'm special.
Very special. And of course, Zach.
I'm sorry.
Okay. This week, we are going to be talking about both the arcade game and the Sega Genesis release of a very special game, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Wow.
Try to contain your excitement.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm excited. Wow. Continue.
So Michael Jackson's Moonwalker is an isometric beat-em-up with up to three players at once on the arcade, all being Michael Jackson in different colored suits. So Jackson actually contracts Sega in 1988 to create a game that would capture his signature persona. So Sega agrees, and they're writing an arcade game, and they're working on to release this based on the Moonwalker film and with the Smooth Criminal video being released in 1988. The arcade game is released July 20th of 1990, and there is a Genesis game, Genesis port, released August 24th of 1990. So the story for the game is taken from the film musical, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, that has the plot basically of you playing as Michael Jackson and saving some kidnapped children from the evil Mr. Big. Some of the best parts of this, and I'm sure we'll get into this as it goes, is the music for this game.
Oh, yes, we will.
It is synthesized versions with the 16-bit synthesizer chip. I believe it, we should look into this, but it's probably the same chip that's in the Genesis that's in the arcade port, because we just listened to both and they sound
similar. The Texas Instrument one?
No, it's a Yamaha, ooh, and it's part of the Sega System 16 arcade platform. So that would be Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, Altered Beast, I believe. No, Shinobi wasn't on that. But there's a lot of the Sega arcade games that are released on that. And basically, they just took that Sega System 16 and like shrank it down. And then that's where you got the Genesis from.
Nice.
Yeah, Sega has a history of doing that because they end up doing that with the Naomi, which is just a Dreamcast in an arcade box, basically.
It's literally just a Dreamcast, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can even, I think, can't you jailbreak it to play Dreamcast discs, I think?
Yes, you can.
So, yeah, Sega kind of has a history of doing that. I think that's why they always had the reputation of having the better arcade ports than like Nintendo, because their hardware was just more suited for that. So yeah, so you get the FM synthesized Smooth Criminal. I don't remember the other songs were in it. Smooth Criminal's the standout track in the first one.
Beat It's in there too.
I think Bad is in it.
Bad's
first
in
level.
It too.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting past how ironic it
Billie
is.
Jean's gotta be in there too.
It might. I think you're
it's
right.
It's gotta be.
Okay. Getting past how ironic the objective is of saving children when you're Michael Jackson.
I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah. We have to keep in mind that this is still Michael Jackson at like the top of Michael Jackson's like era. You know, it's the late 80s, early 90s. His music is just fantastic. Everything he makes sells. So since we're coming out with the game of his now, the soundtrack to the game is just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's the king of pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I don't know if we realize today, is that Michael Jackson was just, I mean, there are levels of stardom that some people are, but then, you know, you have people like Elvis, the Beatles, and Michael Jackson who are just on completely different levels, you know, like people fainting at his concerts and like just losing it over this guy. I mean, you know, it's like levels of stardom that we might not think about him having today.
Yeah, I mean,
still don't see it nowadays.
Right, and still isn't rivaled, you know?
Yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the definition of like a rock star, like a superstar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Super, again, like Elvis, you know, superstar, rock star, whatever.
And there's still, you know, tons of content out there of him at his shows, and they're just absurd. Just looking at the concerts that, like, the venues that he would have with, you know, thousands and thousands of people that would be there to see him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'd be at like MetLife and shit. It would be huge stadiums.
And again, a fantastic performer.
Seriously,
you know, his the lean with the Smooth Criminal. Yeah. I mean, it's still impressive.
You
it's ridiculous.
You know the shoes that he invented for that? He actually patented.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they had they were loafers basically, and the heel was cut out,
yeah,
and they had a little slot.
The spike would come up from
to go
stage.
Into like a pin on the stage. Yeah, and that's how he did that ridiculous lean.
So it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, he's leaning like 80 degrees over.
I mean, if I tried to do that, I'll fall like flat on my face.
Yeah.
I think everybody would.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like way over your center of gravity. It's not possible.
I mean, you guys could say it's fake, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. None of you are Michael Jackson, so you're just going to have to deal with it, all right? You don't have the moves like he does.
This is true.
So can we chat about what I believe is... what I believe is the very, very, very interesting gameplay of the arcade game for a moment. So there's some weird stuff going on in this arcade game that I don't know who in the room at Sega of America at the time is like,
signed off on this.
This is a really good idea. Like, this is going to be a legendary game. It's going to be a classic as soon as released. And yeah, let's keep that in there. It's like right around like round three, stage one, there's like these giant green like mech robots that these enemies are controlling. And their attack against Michael Jackson appears to be this enormous metal phallus that thrusts out from the crotch region of the mech to hit Michael in various parts of his body.
Like very
his face or his body or his legs or arms, whatever, and somebody signed off on this. Somebody said to themselves,
this
okay,
is fine.
Michael Jackson's helping us design this game. I mean, Jackson's the one who contacts Sega and is like, you guys have to make a video game of me. So obviously he's thinking very highly of himself. Obviously he's Michael Jackson. That's fine. But then when you get around to the game design of it, and he's credited as designing the game on both the arcade game credits and the Genesis credits.
Huh.
But who over at Sega America is like, yeah, let's keep those mechs with the giant phalluses in the game, thrusting them at Michael Jackson in his general direction as their attack motive.
And with all this that we know about Michael Jackson today, you know,
it's very questionable.
You can make all these assumptions you like, but he did see this game before it was released. Do you think he himself would even be like, wait a minute?
And he signed off on it.
I don't know.
Maybe it was
his
idea.
I don't know if he signed. I'm sure he probably saw it. Did he play it all the way through? I don't know. I mean, he's also got his monkey Bubbles, the chimpanzee.
That's right.
He's got him in a starring role.
Right.
In the arcade game, he's a character. He pops up on screen. And then he gives Michael the special powers to, he either gives him special powers or gives him a ton of cocaine or angel dust, PCP. And then Michael becomes this robot who then shoots lasers out of his arm cannons, right? So I don't know. I mean, Bubbles is actually still alive today.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's at the center for Great Apes. He's 38 years old.
Nice.
And he's a middle-aged ape.
The other thing is that when he lives, he lived in the Jackson family home, and then when Jackson moved himself and Bubbles to Neverland Ranch, he then Bubbles apparently slept in a baby's crib, and apparently he
oh my
I'm not
God.
Making this up, gentlemen. And apparently he used Michael's toilet.
Oh, and like a human.
God. Okay, fine, Jose, but you've got 17 other freaking toilets on the premises. Why does he have to use But why does he have to use the master bathroom toilet?
Listen, now.
Right,
I mean,
door.
If I'm Michael Jackson and the chimpanzee knocks on the door, I'm like, shitter's full, all right? Like, yeah. Go use one of the other 17 on the property, buddy.
Go outside.
Like, what the hell?
Blame the shit at the neighbors.
Now, knowing Michael and you have all these different bathrooms, I have a feeling that he had the monkey specifically only use his own. He would not want the monkey to use any other bathroom.
But just think of the access.
Wait a second. To go even further, I don't think anyone else was allowed to even use Michael's bathroom.
That sounds
outside
right.
of the chimp.
Listen,
except Bubbles.
The chimpanzee also apparently like ate like candy, whatever else like that. Now, I don't know. Like he had like a barrel of treats and candies at his crib side that he used to snack on, whatever. Okay. What? I mean, I don't know much about chimpanzee
biology
or their, what if he
dietary
can't stomach
requirements.
What if he's got a bad Tootsie Roll, right?
Oh, no.
And then he's got some diarrhea, right? I mean, how do you trust a chimpanzee to complete the seal of his butt on a human toilet in order to not in order explode. To not shit all over the back of the seat. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well,
go use another
bathroom.
Go use another bathroom. I don't care. Full up. Go use somewhere else.
So,
am I the only one who thinks that's weird?
I have a major question to this situation.
Go.
Did
please.
He flush?
Wipe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that he did wipe. I'm going to say he didn't wipe.
And they're
do
hairy,
they wipe in,
too. They got to have shit all over their ass.
Do they wipe in the wild?
Afterwards. No. Listen, why would they wipe in the
somebody
wild?
Somebody look up chimpanzee biology. I mean, do they wipe in the wild? Is this happens?
We're still talking about the king of pop. You mean to tell me he didn't have any servants take care of Bubbles?
Listen, I'm sure he did, but Bubbles...
I think he had better nourishment than some people
listen,
that were, like, around often. Yeah,
apparently,
I
Bubbles ago. Went everywhere with Michael Jackson, apparently, because... Apparently, Quincy Jones,
very famous producer,
the great record producer, apparently is quoted as saying that he saw Bubbles in a tuxedo at a wedding once, and he was seated at the dinner table, and apparently, according to Quincy, Bubbles had better table manners than humans.
See what I mean? See what I mean?
I mean, listen. All I'm saying.
I'm not buying it, gentlemen. I'm not buying it.
I'm buying it 100%.
I don't know, man. I could buy that Bubbles was probably pretty chill. He was probably way nicer than all the shitty scumbags that are hanging around Michael Jackson's life. I'm sure that he was chill, but I still am questionable if the fucking chimp wipes, man. I think he's getting shit everywhere.
I think he is.
There's no way.
If he can wear a suit, if he can sit at a dinner table,
he can
table,
wear a tuxedo.
He's wiping his ass.
No. You think so?
Yeah. I think
if
so.
You're wearing
what
a tux,
if he's
you
what if he's like
ass.
What if he's like wearing like assless chaps tuxedo? Like, is there an evacuation bed? Maybe he's not wearing the tuxedo
maybe
pants.
It's
just
maybe
he's just wearing
it's
the top,
so
Jose.
Yeah.
Is it just waist up?
We're gonna need pictures of this.
I'm gonna look. I'm looking it up. Talk
okay.
about
okay.
talk
no,
about
hold
yourself.
On.
Wait, just
wait.
Party up top.
While yeah. you're looking it up, I want to talk about Neverland Ranch for a minute. Because we're talking about just Bubbles, right? But there are multiple other animals that were on this ranch.
This is
and
true.
It goes from orangutans to baboons, elephants, giraffes.
He had an
and
elephant?
Of course, Bubbles. He had an elephant.
That's awesome.
Elephant.
Didn't he have a giraffe?
He had a giraffe. He had a giraffe.
See, but like, elephant. Dude, I have an issue with that, man. That giraffe should be in fucking Africa.
Oh, give
with
me
its
a break.
Family.
Give me a break. It's with Michael Jackson. You can't,
I don't care.
You
that's
can't
exactly
get...
why not. What
no,
is he doing
no,
to that giraffe?
No, no,
he's
no,
eating
no,
Tootsie
no,
Rolls.
No.
Whoa.
Listen, what he's doing to people is one thing, but what he's doing to a giraffe, he's not doing anything to a giraffe. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I can't
like
seem to find
gods.
I can't seem to find Bubbles in a tuxedo.
No, I haven't found either, but I have found
but
that
I've definitely yeah.
Chimpanzees' anuses supposedly they clench up like similar to a dog's, so they actually don't have to wipe because they have such a tight seal. Humans are one of the only creatures on this planet that actually don't make a good enough seal, so they like should wipe, or they can lead to septic issues and stuff like that.
Wow, okay. That's very
so
nice to know.
Apparently, Bubbles,
good to know.
Bubbles was born in 1983.
I'm glad I was told that.
No problem.
He currently weighs 185 pounds. They had to send him to the ape center because he was getting older and he gets more aggressive.
Chimpanzees
at
are terrifying.
Jackson's 2005 trial.
was he in the courtroom?
Jackson says that
he was at the defense table.
I bet he was
next to the lawyers.
I need to get guys. I need to get through this. I need to get through this. Right now. Jackson said that his chimpanzees help with housekeeping chores. They run around, help me clean the room. They help me dust, clean
the
window. Jackson's housekeepers testified that they disapproved of the chimpanzee behavior. One said that she had to clean the feces hurled at the bedroom wall, and another described the chimpanzee as tearing off his diaper before crawling into Jackson's bed.
We found
there
it.
He is
found
a tuxedo.
We found
it.
Found
the picture.
Oh, he's in
pants?
A full suit.
Is he wearing
he's got pants?
Tremendous.
Pants, top.
There's got to be an evacuation panel on that.
No,
there's no
there
way
has
he could.
To be.
There's no way he takes the entire thing off and
he
to go drop
off.
Deuce.
He rips them off and takes the shit and wipes his ass.
He tears, them, he tears them off and then they
okay.
got to give him a new pair.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. We just spent before this episode was recorded. Seamus was like, listen, guys, we got to be, you know, keep it a little more professional. We'll keep it PG-13. The very next episode, we sit down and record. Seamus spends How long have we been recording? 10 minutes?
I think more like 15, man.
15 minutes on Michael Jackson's chimpanzee and its bathroom habits.
I'm sorry, it fascinates me.
We're supposed to be talking about the video game.
Okay, well, listen.
If we're talking about Neverland Ranch, this is not going to go well.
Bubbles is the star of, he's a star in the arcade game. Let's get back to the arcade game.
Okay.
Because it is definitely something we need to focus on.
It's going
to
be difficult to do.
Because it is very, very awkward. What is the general point of the game is to rescue children from the clutches of the evil Mr. Big.
Man, I just don't want to know.
Again, you couldn't think, Sega of America, you couldn't think of a better name for the evil guy.
Well, that was actually a reference.
You couldn't think of a better objective than to save children. I mean, I know also now, 2021, we know all the things that, like,
we know a lot more now.
Yeah, so it's a little bit
remember, the court cases happened about 15 years after the
game.
After the game, yeah.
And, 2022. My head's somewhere else.
This is what happens when you say 2021?
Yeah, this is what happens when we talk about Michael Jackson also, you know.
You get thrown back in time.
I get thrown back in time, yeah.
Bubbles apparently could also moonwalk.
What? No fucking way. Where's the video? Beautiful. I just dropped my water bottle out of excitement.
Michael Jackson learned how to moonwalk from Bubbles.
From Bubbles?
Wait, what if moonwalking is a primate thing?
Dunno.
Wait a minute.
It's just what chimpanzees do.
Do more chimps moonwalk the way Michael Jackson
just
does?
In
is
the
there
wild
a video,
moonwalking?
Seamus? I have to go see chimpanzees.
No, there's not.
Oh, damn, there's not. You can't get my hopes up like that.
But going back to the actual arcade game, these weird mechs are everywhere in this game. So again, what is up with that, Chris? Like, literally,
why are you throwing that to me?
Circle right back to the penis mechs.
I just
why do you throw this to me?
So we need to talk about this.
Okay,
because this is problematic.
We can talk about that, Seamus.
Thank you.
Because I know you want to talk about it.
Thank you.
In detail.
Yes, please.
You've been talking about it all day.
Go ahead.
In detail. I want to talk first about Mr. Big, because that was also the guy's name in Narc, wasn't it? The guy in the wheelchair that you fight at the end where he's running around. I believe it's Mr. Big.
I'll look it up.
And it was, there's some film noir movie where it's also Mr. Big. Like, that's a common, like, kind of gangster, like, shorthand name.
Oh, so then that's...
Okay. Yeah, where, like, you don't know his name, so he's just Mr. Big or whatever.
So at least there's a little bit of, sanity within this game.
Well, a little bit.
You know, Mr. Big is something,
Yeah, they didn't make it up.
Yeah, okay.
It's from other things.
Okay.
It's not completely made up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of sanity in this game.
A little bit.
Of course, the mechs that Seamus desperately wants to talk about, takes that away a little bit, but...
We could also talk about the Genesis port and how it's a completely different game.
Well, let's still continue with the arcade game.
Okay, let's go back to the arcade game.
We're not done with the arcade
game. Hold on, Jake.
Continue on.
Oh, yeah, so I just looked up the Mr. Big thing. Mr. Big looks fire. He's so weird. He's just like a head on, like, it looks like a crab thing.
In Narc, right?
Yeah. It's great. And,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's the leader of Crack.
K-R-A-K,
a criminal cartel involved in the production and smuggling of illegal drugs.
Narc is a fantastic game.
Fantastic.
All right, so there's two things that I want to say about with Michael Jackson, right?
About Narc?
One about Bubbles.
Okay.
So in Bubbles' defense, with the cleaners being upset with him, you got to remember, Michael Jackson's going on tour constantly. Maybe Bubbles is just upset. Maybe he acts this way when Michael Jackson hasn't been around long enough, and he takes his feces and he throws them on the wall asking for,
Not true. Bubbles went everywhere with Michael.
Oh, he did go everywhere with
Michael. Took him everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's legit. Also a chimpanzee.
So
he took him everywhere.
I'm surprised he slept in a cradle and he didn't sleep in his bed.
Well, apparently he would rip his diaper off and crawl into bed with Jackson.
Now, wait a minute.
From the crib. The crib was obviously next to Michael's bed.
True.
Because if they're sharing the master bathroom, apparently.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, when animals like...
Chris is like, this podcast has gone south
exactly
so quick.
This is exactly what I expected.
When animals travel, they usually put them like... They're not with, obviously, the general public on planes. But
in
now,
a pet carrier?
If it's Bubbles... Well, Michael Jackson has a private plane.
He had a private plane.
That's true.
So he's flying first.
He's not
class.
Flying United.
Dude, Bubbles can literally do whatever the hell he wants.
This is insane.
In the 80s.
Okay.
Michael Jackson isn't flying American Airlines, okay?
So, yeah, I mean, I was also going to say, if you could get like a service dog to go with you, I'm sure you'd get fucking Bubbles.
He's my service chimpanzee.
He's my son.
Do you guys
this is my son.
Bubbles.
Remember who played Mr. Big in the Moonwalker movie?
I do not.
I'd never seen the Moonwalker movie.
It's Joe Pesci.
Oh my god! I know what I'm doing tonight.
Right. So Joe Pesci. You got the what's the dude's name? What's the kid's name? The blonde hair, Home Alone. What's the kid's name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Culkin is connected with Michael Jackson.
Joe Pesci is in Home Alone.
So I don't know. Does Joe Pesci get the Moonwalker job from working with?
It's possible.
Kevin McAllister in Home Alone.
Didn't Home Alone come after?
I thought Home Alone was like 90. Yeah, it was at least mid 90s
or something.
Okay. No, I don't know if it was. Was it that early?
I don't know. Whatever.
That whole
association. Little connection there. Little association
crazy.
There.
That's really crazy.
It's a little weird.
It is weird. That's what I'm getting at.
I've seen parts of the movie. The movie is just as weird. Because that whole mech part of it is in the movie.
I know.
Oh, God. All right.
So what I remember of the movie...
No, we've got our resident Moonwalker film expert, Jose.
You know, back when VH1 used to run marathons, they would always run a Michael Jackson marathon. It seemed like it would be once a week. They would play all his music videos, and at the end, they'd play the movie. And I still don't understand how he turns into a robot.
It's the magic power of bubbles. We've been over this. That's how we got onto the topic of bubbles for 20 minutes.
Back to the arcade game. So you guys have been hearing us say how crazy this game is, how none of it seems to make any sense at all. I personally love the gameplay. I don't know about the gameplay, but I love that game.
I mean, it's a straightforward beat 'em up. The gameplay is good. The isometric platform is interesting, to say the least. The isometric view is definitely interesting. I don't know, man. I mean, I've given it full playthroughs. I just don't see the creativity with it.
Seamus, I don't know if you've considered, your attack is you kick people and like magic fairy dust comes out of your feet.
I understand that.
And then you open doors by spinning.
I know. And then there's the magic button.
That's right.
There's the magic cocaine button. Right. And they all start dancing with you.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one thing I don't understand. He throws his hat and it spins around the entire screen.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there's little sparkles that come out. And then everyone just starts dancing. He has a stage like come out of nowhere.
Right, yes.
At the any spot. Point on the map.
That was the cocaine.
The hat is hypnotizing everybody with
That was the dance move.
Everyone just stops and just goes, you know what? I'm going to be back.
I guess I'm dancing right now.
Yeah. I think the hat is crop dust in everybody with PCB.
With angel dust. I think that might be it too.
Listen, you got to keep
And everyone's
in mind.
Like, well. I guess we're dancing.
You got to keep in mind who we're talking about here. It's Michael Jackson. The guy is an anomaly in himself.
I think that's the fifth time you've said, we have to remember.
This is
we're
Michael
talking
Jackson.
About Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's one of a kind. The guy is, he's a story.
He's an anomaly.
It's hard to explain. You can't fully grasp Michael Jackson unless you're Bubbles or Michael Jackson.
There's so much lore in Michael Jackson. It's absurd.
The Michael Jackson lore.
So I think we took care of the arcade. I think now we're going to move on to the second
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely took care of the arcade. We just spent two minutes talking about gameplay,
and we barely mentioned the magic
20 ball. Minutes talking about bubbles.
Yeah. 20 goddamn minutes talking about bubbles.
Seamus
best
is giggling
so
over
far,
here.
Guys.
This is going to be the best podcast.
This whole episode apparently, is getting cut. So we're going to have to talk about the Genesis port in a second, but I also wanted to mention that Jackson is called on by Sega to do the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And apparently there's different accounts, but he either left the project because of the sexual abuse accusations that are going on around him at that time, or... He didn't like the sound with the Genesis. Now, also, there's no credit to him on Sonic 3. But to double back on that, also nobody really knows if any of the work he actually did on Sonic 3 actually remains in the game. So that's a little interesting, like video game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Tidbit.
I don't know, man. Michael, I still don't even know how much of the music he actually wrote.
I guess the only real answer you can get is through the developers.
Yeah,
but might not even want to associate, so they might not even tell you how true.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking
Jake
more.
Means off his music.
Yeah, I just mean like his genuine, like his pop music that he makes. I don't think he writes a single note of that music. I think he just sings. I mean,
there's a video I saw of him breaking down.
He's a singer.
How his beat goes and all of it is just beatboxing, and then he overlays it with background music.
Yeah,
but the main theme is always coming from his mouth.
Yeah, so he beatbox it, and then some poor sound guy in some studio is like, okay, Michael, do you like this kick drum? One, two. One, two. No, okay. We're going to go to three and four now, okay?
No, Michael, take it easy.
Bubbles, stop throwing shit. Bubbles, stop throwing shit.
Hey, get him out of my studio.
Bud. Take a step back, bud.
Get away from the mixing machine.
Listen, Bubbles weighs 185. He's at least 185. He's at least 150 pounds of pure steel muscle.
That's a lot. 185
pounds. Carried him a lot.
He's 100. There's no way. It's not like 185 human. No, it's 185, and he's a monkey.
185 is more than a lot of people.
He will destroy you.
Sorry.
185 is more than a lot of people I know. Okay.
It's just horrifying.
I mean, chimpanzees, I think I've had this conversation with everybody. Chimpanzees terrify me.
They can rip your face off, man.
Right, they're terrifying, and they're like that uncanny valley where they're too close to people, but they're not quite.
Dude, a 90...
I don't like monkeys.
A 90-pound chimp would tear your face off. This thing weighs twice that.
I don't like monkeys either. They're
chimps
terrifying.
Weird me out.
They're horrifying.
Dude, baboons are terrifying.
Oh, those are weird.
Well, they just seem ruthless.
They're terrifying. Yeah. Gorillas are terrifying.
Oh. Yeah, gorillas are weird.
Oh. They're just terrifying.
They're like 450 pounds.
They're fascinating. So I get it. You know, Jackson also, you know, obviously has a messed up life. So he
has
wants
issues.
To like reclaim all his childhood stuff. So, you know, he gets this monkey. He obviously realizes he is the king of pop. So, again, he's the one who contacts Sega and he wants to make video game of himself that best captures. Apparently he called Sega and he says to Sega, I want you guys to design a video game with me that best captures my persona. And there you have Moonwalker, the arcade game.
That's interesting.
Which is just weird as hell.
I mean, look, it's definitely his persona.
I know people really appreciate it as a good beat 'em up. It's interesting. The music is great, but still, it's just weird as frick. It's like literally.
According to this piece of information I just found.
Please.
When you get some of the enemies to dance, due to certain color schemes in the game, some of the enemies look like they're not wearing pants, only jackets.
I believe it.
I believe it too.
Look, so now to defend Sega here.
It's just color schemes,
they're making
bro.
A game. Well, not Sega, just like the arcade game in general. They're trying to come up with a game that's going to, you know, how could I say this? To replicate like his persona, right? They kind of hit the nail on the head here. The game is insane.
It's incredibly weird
as hell.
Yeah.
Let me do an 8-ball of cocaine and then design a goddamn video game.
I don't know, man.
It's incredibly
crazy.
Weird with great music.
I think you gotta do way more than cocaine to design that, man.
Look, like I don't know what the hell you have to do to come up with this game, but it's just as crazy as the character Michael Jackson himself in real life. So it's kind of fitting.
The last time I actually played the arcade game, I played it all the way through with somebody else at one of our 80s nights, and I had never played it all the way through, so I was like, let me just play it all the way through. And it just got weirder and weirder as the rounds went on.
Well, isn't the final boss fight in like a graveyard or something?
I think so. There's zombies in a graveyard.
Oh, it's probably
and
a
you have to.
Thing.
Does it play
and again
thriller?
You have to and again now in the I believe in the console version and the arcade version, there you are now. You're rescuing children who are tied up in a graveyard next to tombstones. Does it? No one else.
I'm seeing some red flags.
I'm not
who thinks
that
that's a little bit of a red flag? That
ridiculous.
Nobody in Sega of America is like, oh shit, we better change out those sprites.
This was before our time in this room, I believe. When did these allegations against Michael Jackson really begin?
I think I would say honestly,
right after the game.
I would say right afterwards or right around this game's release. I don't think so. To even the home console. I thought the first... I
want to say there's been rumors.
I mean, look, the whole thing with the chimpanzee and then making Moonwalker the movie, making Moonwalker the arcade game, you know, late 80s, 88, 89, 90 is when the media then turns around and says, okay, Michael Jackson is not this musical darling anymore. Now they give him the nickname Wacko Jacko. That's where it comes in. And then that's where all these rumors start, is right around this time. So rumors, allegations, I don't know.
I'm sure the rumors started at that point. I think from what I remember, there's two court cases that are important. There's one in like the mid-90s, like 95 or 97, and then there's an 05 one.
Yeah, I remember the 05 one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a 95 or 97 one, which I think is from LA County Prosecutor, and then there's a 2005 civil trial, I think.
I'm going to ask an oddball question for everybody in the room.
Go.
If we could live in an alternative universe, right, and you had the opportunity to see Michael Jackson live in his prime.
Of course.
I feel like it's not even a question. A like, yeah, you got to see
listen,
it.
Listen,
that's a one of a kind performance.
I remember when he died. I remember my dad said, "I am so sorry I didn't get to bring you to see Michael Jackson." He didn't give a shit. He was like, "The guy's fucked up. I don't care. You needed to see the performance." Yeah.
But you know, going back, jumping off what you just said, you and I, Jake, we're spitballing about this podcast yesterday, I believe. We were just chatting about it the other day. And, you know, I remember the day he died, and it was, you know, right after as he was, you know, trying to get his act back together, right, and going out on the road and starting a tour. Again, this is a few years after all the allegations and the court cases and everyone, you know. So he's trying to make this comeback from being what we now know as canceled, right? And I kind of felt like nobody was really having any of it. And then he died and
got swept right under the rug.
All you heard about was all I heard on the radio that day and that entire weekend, I believe, was just everyone was playing Michael Jackson stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The same people who had been bashing him prior.
And I don't know,
you know, I mean, again, this is a different podcast. I'm not here to talk about canceling versus not canceling, whatever, but I found it interesting that came up in our discussion, like this, oh, well, he was canceled. He's trying to get uncanceled, right, from all these allegations and all these court cases, and everyone thinks he's a child molester and he's this evil, awful person. I a student of where there's smoke, there's fire. Yes, I am. But again, that's a totally different topic. But would he have still been canceled if he didn't die? You know, this big comeback tour thing, would that have done anything for him? Or had he been, you know, that far gone in terms of like being this giant persona that he was in the 80s? Mm-hmm. Was he that far removed from that already? And that's what I find interesting, that we're never going to know that.
Yeah, we'll never know. Yeah. I mean, if you want my personal opinion, I think around like 2015, he would have gotten the boot. I think that's when cancel culture, at least modern cancel culture, like kind of was on the rise. But I think that comeback tour and the This Is It movie, I think it would have blown him right back up.
Really?
100%.
You think so?
I think it would have blown right back up. Yeah? And I think now, if he was still alive, in this time period, he'd be thrown right back down.
Canceled again.
Yep.
Severely.
100%. He'd be in the same boat as Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be any different.
I mean, Bill Cosby, I don't think, was ever, like, questioned. He was always like, oh, so he's just on trial for, like, drugging women? Okay, well, let's get Bill Cosby off of everything.
Well, he never had a comeback. He wasn't doing anything.
No.
Right.
Past 1990 something.
Past the Cosby show,
he wasn't doing anything.
That's true.
So it's not like he had a huge comeback tour or something.
Jackson's
like
definitely an interesting character. I mean, I question my own type of like moral compass on it too. Right? I'm like, listen. I mean,
well, you got
the music
blame
the music.
Too.
You know, the music is the music. You know, like, am I being morally responsible by saying I love the music, but yeah, that dude is certainly ridiculously questionable and probably effed up in my mind. but we're all still listening to his music.
Yeah.
So well, that, you know, again, different podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
We can circle back to talking about the video game now, so, but I just thought it was an interesting tangent.
Yeah, and I also just want to say to get our, oh my goodness, I bumped the mic, to get our dates correct. The criminal trial, State of California v. Michael Joe Jackson, is held in 2005. And then in 1993, so not long after, so you were right, 1993 is the civil trial where he settles. So he's not guilty in the criminal trial in 2005, but he does settle in the 1993 civil.
So in the original one, he settled?
Yeah, in the first one, yeah, which is 93.
You know what's going to sound horrible? He passed away in, I believe it was like 2009, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So I was young enough. I mean, I think we've all lived a phase where we're trying to like get used to remembering our parents' birthdays and things like that. Like it took a while. You don't just remember it right away, right? I'm not the only one who had issues like remembering people's birthdays.
No, I still have a problem.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. Fair enough. My dad passed away on his birthday. Like, you know, like Michael Jackson passed away on my dad's birthday. That's what I was trying to say. Okay. So when I was younger, whenever I had to remember his birthday, when it was like coming around June, I'd be like, what? You know, go on Google.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, June 25th. Now I know when my dad's birthday is.
I'm going to circle back to Bubbles.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
We haven't talked enough about him.
Freddie Mercury of Queen was recording a duet with Jackson called There Must Be More to Life Than This.
I think
and
I know that
because of his insistence that Bubbles be in the studio,
would Freddie leave?
So Michael made Bubbles sit between them.
Oh my God!
And he would turn to the chimpanzee between takes and ask, "Don't you think that was lovely? Or do you think we should do that again?" Like asking the chimp in front of Freddie Mercury.
In front of Freddie Mercury.
Apparently, after a few days of this behavior. Mercury explodes and says, I'm not performing with a fucking chimp sitting next to me each night. And he leaves the project and released the song as a solo artist in 1985.
Good for him.
The duet with Jackson was not released until Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor discovered it and included it on the album Queen Forever in 2014. So, yeah, I mean, Jackson is bringing Bubbles everywhere. Jackson thinks it's a good idea. Thinks it's a good idea to bring Bubbles into the studio to record with Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Michael Jackson's an animal. He's an absolute animal.
No, so Bubbles is a chimpanzee.
Bubbles is a chimpanzee. Is an animal.
Listen. Michael Jackson's got some balls to bring that fucking monkey.
Bubbles, he's Michael Jackson.
If Bubbles is going around everywhere with MJ, even in the studio, you would think Bubbles himself has some taste.
He's at the mixing console?
Yep.
I think you're onto something here.
You think so, he played like the cymbals or something
Michael,
on the track?
You got the cowbell.
Or like the tambourine, maybe?
So Michael sends Bubbles to the farm because he's become a little bit pugnacious. According to Jackson in an interview. And he needed to put him in the animal sanctuary because Jackson feared that he might attack his newborn son, Prince Michael II.
Yeah, because chimpanzees are dangerous animals.
Yes, they are.
And they're savage.
Jackson bought two more baby chimpanzees.
Oh, my God.
Let's go along with this kid.
And the names of those were Max Jackson and, of course, Action Jackson.
Ooh.
Action Jackson.
Talk about a name.
Yeah. That's so.
Should have named his kid that.
Should have been his son's name. Blanket.
Chimpanzee can live up to 60 years. Oh, so Bubbles is like halfway through his life.
Middle age. Bubbles is chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling, dude.
If I'm going to be honest, man, I kind of want to hang out with Bubbles now.
I kind of want to see where he's at with this animal sanctuary.
I
kind of
imagine the stories.
I really
want to.
I want to see him. Wear
Does
a suit.
He speak sign language?
He's in. He's the son of great apes is in Wachula, Florida, and he actually
road trip. Never heard of that.
He's obviously retired, but he apparently Bubbles enjoys painting and listening to flute music.
Wait,
Wait, this is ridiculous.
Bubbles is retired?
Well, I mean, he's in the Sanctuary. That's retiring, right?
Bubbles.
I mean, he doesn't have
fair,
like.
He was famous.
Job? His job was his adoring public with Michael Jackson. Oh, what do you mean that was
Michael
his job?
He's Michael Jackson's valet.
Bubbles he's like,
had, he goes
he's
everywhere
Michael's
with
the,
him.
He's Michael Jackson's bitch.
As well. You
Bubbles
never know.
Go fetch this for me, Bubbles.
Bubbles had a successful career. He is allowed to now go on vacation and retire.
I mean, listen, I wish somebody gave Bubbles a mic, man.
Listen, at this point, I have a feeling Bubbles spoke fluent English.
At this point, I wouldn't be so surprised.
I wouldn't deny it. I was like, yeah. We should get Bubbles on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Next episode, our special guest, Bubbles.
She's not going to sit in this room, though.
Nah.
Maybe we'll do like a Zoom call in with Bubbles.
No, we're bringing him into the studio.
No, not a shot.
No, we'll go on the road. We'll go on tour.
To
so
watch
apparently,
to,
when Jackson threw him in the clink, he throws him in the swamps in Florida to go survive on
you
his own.
You said California.
It's Florida.
No, it's Florida. It was like
Wachula, Florida.
Wachula, California.
No, Florida.
Okay. All right. So,
so Jackson would go and visit him. And the last time Michael visited, Bubbles apparently definitely recognized him and remembered him.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I feel like apes are pretty good with, like, remembering stuff.
I mean, dogs remember you, so.
Yeah.
The
well,
animal
I think
trainer.
They remember your smell.
The animal trainer said that Jackson thought of Bubbles as his first child and added that he hoped Jackson's children would keep in touch with their stepbrother following their father's death.
Their stepbrother.
So weird.
The
it's
monkey.
So weird. It's just weird.
Was the monkey in his will?
Oh, shit. In 2010, Jackson's sister, LaToya, visited Bubbles at the Center of Great Apes in Florida.
Oh
I wonder how that conversation went.
Have his children actually visited him?
Like,
so his aunt, LaToya, visited him
what
at,
about
in,
his
the, in the clink.
Have they visited their stepbrother in jail?
I don't think they visited their stepbrother in the Florida clink.
In a Florida prison.
You know, Bubbles has turned to LaToya. It's like, where's my royalties at, huh?
Seriously, yeah.
When I have a no damn conversation, where's I want my royalties. I perform my ass off. Could you do a moonwalk?
I was out here with Freddie Mercury.
He pulls out a prison shank.
I was in the room with Freddie Mercury. Were you in the room with Freddie Mercury?
I don't think so.
You ever sang a trio with Freddie Mercury?
He wants what's due, and you know what? Fair enough for Bubbles. Bubbles deserves a paycheck.
Bubbles did more work than anybody out here.
All right, circling back to the game.
Yeah,
let's
just
keep talking
about
it.
Yeah, go for it, Hose.
That anytime Michael Jackson saves a child, it restores some of his health.
Right.
What's going on?
I never
exactly. It gets, no. That's a thing.
Go along.
And
so
the arcade
strange.
Game, they give him a packet of health, or
right.
or. An 8-ball of Coke, whatever it is,
oh,
and his energy
dangerous.
Goes up, or he
it's
gets his magic. He gets his magic back up, and when they when he rescued him, they're like Michael, and then they give him a bunch of cocaine.
Oh God!
Let me see if I can.
I mean,
let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can even find it.
Oh, you gotta pump that music. You gotta pump that beat.
Yeah, if you're playing it, you gotta go full blown.
I don't want to get sued.
16-bit beauties.
16-bit beauties.
Oh, no, that was Beat It. That was Beat It.
Fun fact, Eddie Van Halen only recorded the guitar solo. A lot of people think he played guitar on the whole song. Okay. Absolutely not.
No, he just does the solo, and he was never credited with that solo.
Yep, he was never credited. Well, he was in the same studio. That's why it happened.
Okay. So he's shooting Max as a robot now, and then he's going to rescue all the children. But yeah, so the children give Michael health.
In quotations.
And they scream his name right afterwards.
Michael!
Right before, actually.
Weird.
Right before.
Get your time.
Well, they're saying, help me, beforehand. And then...
Yeah,
because
they're like in the car trunk and stuff.
When he gets them...
Oh, that's grooving.
Yeah,
Is this the arcade version?
This is the arcade version. Okay. It is a weird game, gentlemen.
It's such a good game, though. It's weird. It's very weird. It's a fun game to play. I love playing it.
Next 80s night we do. I have to find someone to play that whole game with me.
I'll do it.
No problem. Because I'm doing it. I'll be there.
See? They said, Michael! And they gave him an 8-ball of cocaine.
I mean, it's restoring health.
All right. For people who've never played the game before, it's not actually an 8-ball. So as crazy as this game is.
It's not a magic 8-ball?
It's not a bag of coke.
It's not just like a white bag.
No.
A bag of white powder.
It is a white bag. It's got a red cross on it, so I don't know.
Okay, well.
Does it really?
You know. Yeah, it that's, yeah.
It's an actual, like.
No, it's like it's like a first age kit.
It's a first aid kit.
It's a first aid kit, okay.
Just resembles
it's the something. Cocaine kit
again. It's not narc where you're picking up a literal bags of duct tape on them
because we have spoken about narc is correct. Out there, so you would, you know, it's
again,
not far fetched.
Mr. Big,
I find narc a lot more normal in this game.
Oh, 100%.
This is true.
I think rocket launching drug dealers is way more
acceptable. Saving children
makes way more sense.
As Michael Jackson,
I think I don't know about the end of the Genesis game, but at the end of this game, Michael Jackson turns into a fighter jet.
Well,
again, I believe that
goes in line with the movie because at the end of the movie, after he blows everything up, he turns into a fighter jet.
Right. So after he defeats Mr. Big in the arcade game, you turn into a fighter jet and you fly away.
This literally just sounds like an anime. It just sounds like
Moonwalker,
some random anime that turning into a jet
Moonwalker,
and flying away.
Moonwalker is the Michael Jackson anime.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, it has Gundams in it. Okay, it has fighter jets in it.
It touches on everything.
Right, it's got everything.
It's multi-genre, you know.
Right, it's got everything.
The only thing he's missing is him like turning into an astronaut.
Right. Yes, or like taking out a giant sword.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, that probably happens.
Probably.
That's in the movie.
Does it happen, Jose? Mr. Moonwalker expert? Do you have a giant sword?
That I do not recall.
Okay.
Put that in full screen, James.
I'm going to try to.
Full screen.
I'm going to try in a second because... Okay, here's the weird mechs, guys. Come on. Look at the attack. So... That attack is not questionable. That's
very
not a giant metal phallus.
It's very questionable.
Yeah, I'll give it to you only because there's one headlight and it looks like one eye... thrusting with
And if you watch him dance too, because he even has the what would you call it, a robot? What would you call the enemy?
The enemy is a mech. It's a mech robot. But now you are Michael Jackson as a robot because you just got the special bag of cocaine from Bubbles,
and you turned into RoboCop.
And you turned into RoboCop.
But now, once again, if you guys haven't played this game, the robot. When he starts dancing, you can clearly see that his attack—it's in between his legs. It's clearly in between his
Run
legs.
That back,
what,
please. Run that
between
back.
His legs.
Shooting a laser from between his legs.
Here we go.
I think when he's dancing,
he turns into a spaceship.
Of course he does.
Oh my fucking god!
What is that?
Oh, man. It's spaceship.
It's Michael Jackson.
It's his getaway. It's his getaway, Seamus.
It's perfectly logical.
Logically, it's his getaway.
How else was he going to fly away if he didn't turn
into
a jet?
How else is he going to save all these children?
Exactly.
I bet the courtroom was like, we're going to be worried about this guy leaving.
In the Genesis game, I believe there's a level, and it's the first level, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that it mimics the Smooth Criminal.
Yeah,
video?
It's the first level, I think, of both the arcade and the...
No, in the arcade, I don't think you're in a pool hall in the arcade.
I thought you were in the first level.
I don't know if it's a pool hall.
I think you are.
Yeah, you're in like a bar
or something.
I'm
pretty sure it's still Smooth Criminal playing, though.
Yeah, and he flicks the coin into the jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
that's
he
right.
Fonzies it? Oh, no, Fonzie just punches
no,
it.
No, you're round no. one, you're in a cavern.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why I don't like the arcade game.
Only the Genesis, I think, has that. See, you're just in some random, like,
an alley.
Yeah, that sucks.
Where he's taking all these children and, you know, kept
them.
Yeah,
round one of the
Genesis. Mr. Big, not Michael Jackson.
Right, we have to make
that
clear.
It could have been interpreted.
That's why I made the correction.
Yes. Oh, my God. This has been an interesting podcast.
To any representatives of the estate of Michael Jackson,
can we?
We apologize.
We are not making any allegations. We are only referring
to
the facts that have been made public in court.
Oh my god, that is so loud!
But if we're going to be making any allegations or a little bit of theories along with this, I think I have a strange feeling Michael Jackson with the movie and the video games. I think there was a lot of like, because you know, the idea where these people, you know, he's at the top of the limelight, extremely famous and all that. They become so powerful that they start leaking out things that they had done in the past. And I think he's kind of has like done so in the video. Oh, I can't even listen to it. The kids just scream out, Michael.
Ugh. The music still slaps.
Throwing magic dust.
The music slaps. Yeah, the music, it can't go wrong.
Somebody.
I need to buy this game.
That this was the most brilliant idea they had at the time.
I agree
they,
with them.
When
the
they
fact
released
that I don't own
Genesis.
This game. Is
you don't
very,
own this game?
No, I don't. I've played it.
I think
before,
even I own this game.
Okay.
They could have easily.
But I don't think I play it.
Next.
Actually, I know I don't play it.
Next CradleCon, I'm dropping like $150 on this stupid game.
Because
it's
not what
for
it goes
some
for.
Reason, it's ridiculously expensive.
Get out of here. Let
yes,
me look it up.
Look no it up way. On eBay. It's
Talk
insanely
yourself.
Expensive.
Yourself. I'm looking it up.
All right,
complete
while you
in
do
box
that.
Or just the cart?
Well,
I mean, just the cart. I mean, you don't need the box.
I mean, hey,
you
the box is pretty nice.
Box.
The box is pretty nice.
Dude, the box art for that cover.
The box art's nice. It's like Michael Jackson, like Star Wars.
Yes. Well, it's like the Star Trek one with the three colors or whatever. Star Trek.
Jesus Christ. Is
See?
That
thank
much
you.
Money?
How thank much
you.
Is it?
It's $179.
Yeah, thank you.
And look at just the cart.
Dude, it's Moonwalker.
Thank
Why
you.
Is it that expensive? That's not a good game.
Because it's Michael Jackson.
Because it's
exactly,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid, and I remember it shot up in price. Because I remember... For some reason, I remember looking at that game like before he died.
Dude, it's not
even. I was like,
"Oh,
you can get it for like $25."
Dude, cart only with a label like disgusting, $60.
Thank
bro,
you.
What?
I know. I'm telling
bro,
you,
bro. No way.
I'm telling you.
I'm not spending that money on this game.
You want
emulation?
I think I have cart only. But
you want to sell it to me for $20 and
if
a firm
I find
handshake?
If I find it, I'll rip the label a little bit and I'll sell
okay.
it for $50.
$65.
Getting back to the game, though, what I find to be the most interesting part about all of this nonsense, craziness, is that, like, this is the game they come up with, but meanwhile, you have a hit song like Thriller. He could have been fighting off, like, zombies.
Yeah, that's right.
And
well, he
would
is.
Made so much more sense.
He is in the arcade game. He is. One of the last levels is
in
a graveyard.
Okay.
We just spoke about that, and he's killing zombies.
But they could have easily kept the whole
and
game
then he's
that way.
Rescuing children who are tied up next to tombstones.
Weird.
Where
so
zombies
weird.
Are spawning.
Thank
so
you.
Weird. Kids never had to be a part of the game. He could have been just fighting off zombies throughout the entire arcade game. Just have
here,
it set around
here.
Thriller.
How about this?
Well, yeah, but what, is he, what is he rescuing? What
Dude,
is he rescuing?
I got it. It's Michael
Complete
Jackson.
Rewrite. Why couldn't they have just made the whole storyline that Bubbles' friends... all got captured by some evil
Bubbles
guy,
has no
and,
friends.
He's saving apes. And he's saving apes. He's saving fellow chimpanzees, and therefore
chimps.
Bubble makes sense being in the video game.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden, the what's it called? The
Penis Max?
No. What's,
I don't know.
What's that organization?
Are we gonna get sued if we call him the Penis
the
Max?
Animal organization?
I don't know.
Oh, PETA.
PETA. They would fully support it.
Yeah, have PETA. They probably would have paid for
this.
Like,
this is fantastic. Michael Jackson's actually, he's liberating the chimpanzees.
Instead of the FBI logo, it's the PETA logo. Or the ASPCA or whatever with the panda.
No, I don't care what anyone says. I still love playing that damn game.
Or National
WWF.
Wildlife
yeah,
Foundation
yeah, yeah.
or something. World
yeah.
Wildlife Foundation, yeah.
Not the wrestling.
No, ASPCA.
Yeah, that's what I was
WWF.
Getting at.
The Wrestling Federation.
Foundation, WWF.
They yeah, also yeah. made a Master System port. Apparently.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
oh, my
they
God.
Did.
Sega was doing that with, like, a ton of games have a Genesis version, and then they backported it to the Master System.
Yeah,
I mean, all the Sonic games.
Did they backport all the Sonic games to it?
Yeah. I know there's, like,
I think they did.
And it's which, because I'm pretty sure
does it,
either
it,
in,
does it play like shit?
Oh, of course. It's 8-bit.
It's not
gonna
terrible.
Play like shit. But I want to say that they do that because in Brazil
yes.
and a lot of South America,
yeah.
the Master System is
yeah.
like the system.
It was going, the Master System was going strong in Brazil until like the middle 90s up to like 2000. I think it's still going
still
strong,
in production,
honestly.
Yeah.
I think they still
oh
make
Oh my
them.
God, the Master System version is scary looking. Wow.
Well,
look at Michael's
fair,
face.
Michael
I want to hear
Jackson
the music.
Is a little bit scary looking himself.
Play that Smooth Criminal 8-bit.
Ooh.
That's scary, guys.
Yeah, but just go on Google, type in Michael Jackson, click on the first image. It's not pleasant. He's a scary looking man.
That's
still
the
slaps.
Bit. Yeah, it's still
Sounds
not
okay.
that bad.
You're not gonna hear a complaint.
It
from
jumped
me.
The octave, but.
And oh, the gameplay is great. He throws a little low kick, and they go flying across the map. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
And they go at like a perfect 45
yeah.
all the way up.
Okay, excuse me. Hold on a second. I forgot.
Okay.
In the game,
oh
I don't
wait,
remember.
Wait. Look what it says. You complete the level. It goes, ha ha, you will never catch me. What does that have to do with the gameplay?
It's Mr. Big.
In the gameplay.
Taunting him.
I don't remember the button combination.
I'm sorry.
But there is a way that you can walk around the level by moonwalking.
What?
I remember
what?
This. I don't remember the button combination. They just did it in the
Genesis?
Video that we're looking
in the
at.
Genesis?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to look this up.
I think you can.
I want to take that comment back. I apologize. This is what happens when we talk about Michael Jackson for too long, and then I realize they're talking about Mr. Big saying, "You'll never catch me." It really could have been Michael Jackson.
Really, Michael Jackson.
You're really making
that.
An ass out of you and me here, assuming.
Listen, assuming.
Is Michael Jackson Mr. Big? Oh!
Whoa.
Yeah, no one thought
Whoa.
About that.
What does Mr. Big look like?
Is he looks like Joe Pesci.
I'm not making a statement.
In the game, he looks like Joe
How's
Pesci?
How does he look like in the game?
Or does he look like a negative Michael Jackson?
He looks as close to Joe Pesci as I guess they could get.
As the Sega Genesis could achieve.
Okay.
Some genius decides to mod or hack a moonwalker that you can... You're doing the Thriller dance in Moonwalker. And... You're walking around with bubbles on your back. This is a weird hack. Definitely interesting though.
The Moonwalker modding community, I'm sure, is very interesting.
I think they are. I'm sure they're very interesting.
Any of them.
You can go ahead and say it's weird, but I would prefer to have bubbles on my back in the arcade game too. Bubbles should be there constantly. If Michael Jackson's there, bubbles has to be right by his side.
He should be the second player.
Oh,
wait. Just throwing shit all over.
That could be his attack.
I would 100% approve of being able to play as Bubbles. Instead of there being four Michael Jacksons, you could have like two Bubbles and two Michael Jacksons.
His special would be ripping off a diaper.
Hell yeah.
Be fantastic.
That's his dance move.
Make the third player Annie.
Or Annie. Does what chimps do and tears people's faces off.
See, that would be like a Mortal Kombat like screen.
Yeah.
You play as you Bubbles in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, somebody's got to mod that.
And make Michael Jackson a playable character for Mortal Kombat with Bubbles as his fatality.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Moonwalker?
Yeah.
You're giving me ideas here.
Legit. Is his fatality?
You do a fatality and just play smooth criminal.
Well, Michael wins, right?
Yeah.
And then the fatality comes out, and Bubbles just like comes out, rips the face off, and then smooth criminal starts.
No. Bubbles is his own character. When Michael Jackson wins, he just leans on people and they just fall over.
Okay. No, they just explode.
He just moonwalks and they just explode.
But like Bubbles like has two fatalities down and rips her face off he shits all over the place on you.
Right.
Yeah.
It covers the whole screen and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Are acceptable.
Like apparently he used to do the toilet seat in Michael Jackson's master bathroom.
This podcast is fantastic.
Okay.
And this is the longest podcast we've ever recorded. This has been at least fucking an hour.
We could probably wrap this one up, Chris.
Okay.
If you want to.
So thank you for listening to our episode, the best episode of the Arcade Age podcast on Bubbles the Chimp and a few related topics.
A few related moonwalker arcade topics.
We might have talked
about
a few other things. I don't recall. But thank you for listening. If for some reason...
I got one more point.
Of course you do.
No, I'm only kidding. Don't worry.
Really? Because you already interrupted me.
I do have one more point.
Thank you for listening to the greatest episode of the Arcade Age podcast, where we talked about Bubbles the Chimp and a few related Michael Jackson Moonwalker topics. Mainly Bubbles the Chimp, though.
Mainly.
Mostly.
If for some reason you enjoyed this episode, check out our other ones. They tend to be a little bit more focused. Not really, but a little bit more focused. There's less about chimpanzees, so I'm sorry if you really enjoyed that talk.
And poop.
And yes, but more about arcade games, which hopefully is what you're here for. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you again next time.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arcade Age Exhibit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed your time with our hosts, Seamus, Zach, Jake, Sean, Chris, and Jose. Tune in next week. And remember, the future is now.